This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, whose scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is changing lives everywhere. DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Former President Donald Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hit pause on his federal election interference case. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, Trump is preparing to challenge an appeals court ruling that denied him absolute immunity.
Lawyers for Trump want the Supreme Court to indefinitely delay the trial at a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. They say an appeals court was wrong when it decided last week that Trump is not entitled to a legal shield for allegedly conspiring to obstruct the 2020 election after he lost to Joe Biden. The three-judge panel said they could not accept the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. What the Supreme Court does and how quickly it acts could determine if Trump faces trial in D.C. before the November election or at all. Trump could scuttle the case altogether if he returns to the White House next year. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is slamming a $95 billion package to aid Ukraine, Israel, and other countries. Johnson says the proposal fails to provide provisions for border security. For months, conservative Republicans had insisted on changes to border security before they support additional aid for the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. But they rejected a bipartisan immigration plan recently introduced in Congress. Israeli troops rescued two hostages held since October by Hamas extremists in Gaza. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the Israeli army says the rescue is proof that its troops need to enter the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Israeli army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht told NPR the army knew about the hostages' location and were waiting for the right timing.
This is a deeply planned intelligence operation where special forces arrived covertly into the center of Rafah. The hostages were on a second floor of a building. We breached the door with an explosive device. There was a firefight.
Hex says freeing the other more than 100 hostages might come through a ceasefire, a diplomatic solution, or a military solution.
But we believe that the military pressure allowed us to get these hostages home.
Gaza authorities say at least 67 civilians were killed in the operation. Hex says it shows Hamas continues to use their people as human shields. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
9 years after his departure, comedian Jon Stewart has returned to The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Stewart will host the show on Mondays. His opening monologue railed against the lack of choice in this upcoming presidential race.
So the good news is, I'm not saying you don't have to worry about who wins the election. I'm saying you have to worry about every day before it and every day after. Forever.
Stewart originally hosted The Daily Show from 1998 to 2015. This is NPR News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hospitalized again, this time for monitoring following treatment for a bladder issue. Austin says he's notified his staff and President Biden and temporarily transferred his duties to a deputy. His doctors say the secretary is expected to make a full recovery. Austin was diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer in December, but did not tell Biden, Congress, or his deputy. He was hospitalized for treatment of complications last month, but weeks went by before his condition was disclosed. Many of the world's migrating animals, whales, birds, cats, and others, are in decline. That's according to a new report from the United Nations. As NPR's Nathan Roth reports, the UN estimates that nearly half, one-fifth, of the species assessed are facing extinction.
The new report from the United Nations is the first ever global assessment of the world's migrating animals. And the results were clear. Human activities, chiefly overexploitation through fishing and hunting, and habitat loss from deforestation and development, are putting many of the world's migrators at risk. Amy Frankel is the executive secretary of the United Nations Convention on Migratory Species.
We have lions, we have whales, we have turtles, all the sea turtles. We have an amazing amount of birds. So we're talking about species that are very familiar to people, and yet we're finding that many of them are in trouble.
Among the recommendations the report gives were a call to strengthen existing protections for species and conserving more areas. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.